child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you told the little boy to smile. And when it came to win blue ribbon, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the
good morning, Juno. I smell breakfast cooking to you. Come on. Oh, mother.
Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize? The day he left you on the family tree. Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great? The miracle of any century. If they don't, just send.
Good morning, honey. Come on and eat.
Oh, so I finished putting up those new shower curtains in the motel bathrooms. They look great. I mean, the rooms are looking all spiffed up now.
Great. Good to keep up business.
Yes, and I was thinking maybe it's time we paint. We haven't redone the exterior of a motel in a few years now, and that hardware store just reopened.
I wish I could go down to the village with you and look.
I know, Mother. I know it's hard for you always having to stay here in the house, but it's what we signed on for. And at least it's paradise, all right?
Eat your biscuits, honey, before they get cold.
All righty, Mother. I'll see you in a bit.
Imagine you will. It's not like I'm going anywhere.
I'm sorry about the village. That's just the same old village, though.
I know. And I'd give up a million villages just to be with you here forever.
I love you, Mother.
I love you, Norm.
Beautiful weather we're having, huh?
It is.
Do I have your love?
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Yes, I think maybe you can.
This is a nice, soft, vintage yellow.
Oh, yes. No, that is nice.
This is for an exterior, right?
It is. I own and manage the Bates Motel. It's on the old highway before the bypass.
I've driven by there. I love your house. It's amazing. Like, what mind thought that house up? It reminds me of that Hopper painting.
Mm. Exactly, yes. My mother and I bought it several years back, and she was always trying to fix it up. She passed away, but she would have really loved this store. She was really very artistic and always wanted everything to be beautiful. I think it was her way of fighting what wasn't beautiful in the world and things she just couldn't control.
I totally understand that.
I think I'll take these.
Great. That's so good.
So, does your husband like paint?
Not so much, no. The store is definitely my baby. What's your name?
Norman Bates.
I'm Madeline Loomis.
Oh, it's sure been nice meeting you.
Yeah. Now I have to save money from you.
Yes.
So your total is $38.64.
I'm sorry, this isn't, it's not my wallet. I found it in one of the hotel rooms. I just meant to put it in the lost and found box that I have in my office. I can't pay with this. Would you just hold these items for me till I get back?
Of course.
All righty, thanks. I'll be back.
I'll be here.
Have you seen my wallet anywhere?
Yeah, I just saw it in your room. You must have left without it.
Well, I have someone else's wallet, and I don't know how I got it.
Let me see.
Yeah. It's not your wallet.
Should I put it in the mailbox?
No, I wouldn't do that. No, it might belong to someone in the motel. They don't look, I'm looking for it.
I just don't remember checking this person in. Mother? Do you ever have the feeling that you've had the same nightmare over and over again, but that you can't remember it? Just remember the feeling of it.
Nope. Just keep it in the office. Put it in the safe.
Why would I put it in the safe?
Because someone might come looking for it, and I don't want it to get lost. You know what your memory's like.
I can't help it.
I know, sweetheart. Just do what I'm telling you. Okay, put in the safe.
Congrats on the promotion. I heard you got the Pine Coast Ale account.
Yeah, thanks. I think I finally found my calling, beer.
That beard beer calling? I knew that.
I'm gonna run these inside real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, birthday girl.
Hey.
How's my girls?
We're good. She was a little fussy before, but she's calmed down now.
How did I get so lucky?
predatory duty in the lower levels of hell.
Here, give it to me. Go enjoy your party.
Oh, I know, I got you, I got you.
I'll get it.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. Come in. Yeah, we're just throwing a party right now.
I'm sorry, this is a bad time. I could come back if you want.
Hey, I'm gonna cut the cake pretty soon.
Caleb's here.
Yeah, she's ours.
Can I hold her?
Yeah.
On Emma's Facebook, not to sound creepy, but it was a way to make sure that you're both okay. I saw the baby. I had to come. Oh man, normal Louise must be over the moon about this. What?
I don't really talk to my mom or Norman anymore.
Well, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
But there's a grandkid involved now.
Where are you staying, Caleb?
I haven't checked in anywhere yet. The truth is, I'm running a little low on funds. It took a lot of effort to get over the border. Hoping maybe I could stay here for a few nights until I figured out what I was doing.
Of course you can. We don't have a spare room, but I hope the couch is okay.
No, that's great. Thank you, Emma. Oh, man. You want to put my stuff somewhere?
I hate when you stuff your stuff in our room. It's down the hall.
Sorry to hear your parole got denied. I wrote nothing but positive things in my part of the report. You worked hard in your sessions. You've been a model prisoner. It's bullshit. It's politics.
I'm a crooked cop, bro. That's what they do.
Yeah, they make an example out of you.
Two more years. That's all I care about.
I know it was bad news.
Hi, finally. Yes, I have a charge from your company on my credit card bill, but I didn't order anything from whoever you are, Northwest Science Supply. Norman Bates, October 16th. Could you tell me what the charge is for? Luminol, yes. No, well, I don't know what that is. I have no idea. I didn't order that, okay? So, no. I'm going to get them to call you, and then we can figure this out, because it's ridiculous.
Hi. Need a room for a few hours.
Oh, a few hours?
That's right. What is it, 50, 60 bucks?
No, we don't run rooms for a few hours. This is the Bates Motel. We're not that kind of establishment.
Okay. How much for a night?
$120, including tax.
There you go. Can I have a key?
Yeah. Your name?
David. David Davidson. That's my name. You don't need any other information. There's the money. May I have a key?
Do let me know if I can do anything else for you, Mr. David Davidson. Bates Motel, Norman speaking.
Norman, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, well, close up the office and come upstairs. Dinner's gonna get cold.
Okay, Mother. I'm just coming. I'll be right there. Buy something called Luminol?
No, not that I remember. Are you sure you didn't order it?
No, I didn't order anything. Do you know what it is?
No, it sounds like a cleaning product. Come and sit down. I'm sure the receipt's somewhere in the house. Come.
hate having blackouts.
Well, you could start taking your medicine again.
I don't want to take it, Mother.
I saw the paint swatches. I like the yellow for the motel. It's exactly the color I would have picked out.
Oh, good. It's the woman who runs the store who actually picked it out.
Who is she?
Oh, she's just a woman. Madeline. I think that's her name, Madeline Loomis.
Loomis? That's a funny name.
A name's a name. And, she's very nice. She's very artistic. You know, it's a big job painting this place all by myself. And I just think she'll be helpful.
How old is she?
She's...
What?
I don't know. I'm just bad at guessing ages.
40, 50, 60?
I'd say late 20s.
Ah.
And what does that mean?
It means as in, oh, how about that?
First of all, Mother, she is married.
Oh, that can be irrelevant.
Now, second of all, she works in a store, and I'm going to go in and just buy some paint from her. So do you really have a problem with that?
No.
Good.
I just don't know what you're thinking.
Mother, I'm not thinking anything. She is just a nice girl. Would it really be that awful if I had a friend?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Mother, what is wrong with
you? What is wrong with me? Well, let me see. For starters, I am dead. And why am I pretending to be dead? So I could get away from everyone and everything that could distract me from you, okay?
I know that, and I appreciate it.
You appreciate it? Appreciate it? Like I baked you a coffee cake or something? I spend 24/7 in this house looking after you, feeding you, bolstering your moods, doing your laundry. I can't leave. I can't go anywhere. I'm going nuts here. I literally gave up my life to protect you, okay? To give you a life without trouble, and we're doing it, right? We're doing it. I mean, a mentally ill boy and a dead woman. We're actually doing it. We have customers. We have a life.
I know, and I appreciate
Stop
it.
Stop saying you appreciate it!
I'm sorry, Mother. It's not fair to you, I know that.
It's not that, okay? It's not that. It's that you just can't have other people in your life. I mean, what are you going to do? Bring her over? I mean, where am I going to go, in a closet?
I'm not going to bring her here to dinner, is it? This is absurd.
I know you, Norman. Come on, I know you. I know you better than anyone. You can't have other people in your life, especially women. You're just making my job harder.
Your job?
Protecting you. Do you understand? I'm not hungry.
Mother. would dream of my own mother.
Oh. Hi. Hi.
Good morning. You get some sleep?
Yeah, I did. It was amazing. Where's Caleb?
He went to town to get some bagels and coffee.
That's sweet.
You know, I'm kind of starting to get the feeling that he wants to move here to Seattle, to be near us.
Yeah, I have that feeling too.
I don't know what to say to him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's my dad, and he's trying to make an effort.
Yeah.
The truth is, Caleb came up with a bunch of money to help pay for your transplant.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really dangerous, but he did it to help me because he knew how much I loved you.
Tell him.
You know, he didn't want me to tell you, and I never wanted to tell you. I feel like we're the only family that he has, and I mean, he can't go live by Norma. How can I turn him away? I feel like I have to give him a chance.
Mother.
Hello? Hi. I brought you some sample cans of paint and brushes so you can try out the colors.
Well, that's incredibly kind of you. Oh, I found my wallet, actually.
You can pay me later. I felt bad. I should have just told you that yesterday.
No. I was actually going to stop by later today.
Thank you.
Let me walk you to your car.
Okay. Yeah. This place is awfully cute.
I like it.
I'd love to see the house.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd love to show it to you. It's just a little bit of a mess right now, so.
You live here all alone since your mom died?
Uh-huh. I mean, there's the guests, of course, so that helps.
You know, there's a lot of things you can get involved in. There's a small business owners meeting tonight in town. You have a small business. You should come. It's tonight at 7 in the old courthouse.
I would really like to. I'm just not sure that I could get away.
Well, think about it. If you can come to the meeting.
Yes, I will.
Oh, God, I hope I didn't wake you up.
I'm sorry, I was just so hungry. You ever wake up in the middle of the night and you just need to eat something?
All the time. Especially in my second trimester. I ate so much.
Were you, scared? I mean, being pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it happened. We did not plan it, but I just felt so strong. Like life had given me a second chance. Can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I want to thank you.
For what?
For what you did for me. To help me get the surgery. I can't tell you, I never dreamed before of having a real life. I knew I was gonna die. But you stopped that. And I will always, always be grateful.
It was my pleasure. Truly.
But you have to leave. Kills me to say this, but you being here is gonna force Dylan to live a lie with his daughter every time you're in the house. I don't know the exact circumstances of how he came into this world, but I know enough to know that you're putting him in an impossible position.
I understand.
I wish it could be different.
That's okay. I just, my coming here was kind of, it was my own self-denial. I know you're right. Hey, you should get back to sleep. Don't worry about anything. I'll clean up here when I'm done and turn the lights out. It's all good.
Thank you.
Are you going somewhere?
Oh, yes. Actually, there's this boring meeting in town for small business owners. I just thought I probably should attend.
Small business owners as in hardware stores?
Mother.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead, but you can't take the car.
Why not? It's not like you need it.
You aren't supposed to be driving.
I have driven the car, though, Mother, many times. You know that.
But you shouldn't be. You have blackouts.
Is this just your passive-aggressive way of getting me not to go to the meeting?
You know, Norman, sometimes you can be so full of yourself. No, no, this is not my way of keeping you from doing anything except having blackouts while you're driving. Okay, just walk.
You know what? I don't have time to just walk, Mother. I'll miss most of it. I think I'm going to drive.
Well, you shouldn't be driving. If you're not going to live by the rules, I'm not going to live by the rules.
We know you are going to get us caught.
Oh.
What are you trying to prove?
Norman, you do not have autonomy here. You can't just make unilateral decisions about everybody else like you're the little dictator.
I am just driving to a meeting.
Oh, I know what you're doing. And I know why you're doing it. I know everything about you. What scares you, what you want, what you Google.
Oh, so you're looking on my computer now?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at your computer. No, I'm not looking at your computer. I know you. I know you better than you know yourself. And that's why you make me so angry, because you keep doing shit that just makes more work for me. Asking me questions that I can't give you answers to because I'm just trying to take care of you.
Well, who asked you to take care of me? What do you think you're trying to protect me from? No one is trying to hurt me.
Fine! Come with me. You want to see what I do for you?
No, I don't. Mother, let's just drop this.
Literally for that. Look in here.
I don't want to look in there, Mother. Never mind, okay?
Do you remember the night you were putting up the shower curtains?
No.
Do you remember a man showing up?
No. Mother, no, I don't.
You Norman Bates?
I don't remember. I don't want to
it's
remember.
It's too late!
Why was he trying to kill me, Mother?
I don't know.
How did you get into the room so quickly? How, why were you even outside?
I don't know.
What is wrong with us, Mother?
I don't know, Norman. I don't know. All I know is that the world is full of bad people, and we cannot trust anyone from the outside. It is you and me, Norman, that is all we have. We would die without each other. Do you understand that?
Yes, Mother, I understand. It's gonna be okay. Well, it's not like we haven't done this before. We've just gotta get rid of him.
Well, I wasn't gonna put him in the car while you were out. Just dump him somewhere while you were out. That's why I needed the car.
Well, let's just get started.
Up in a million years, could you?
No, Mother, I don't suppose you could. Mother?
Yes, honey.
What are we trying to do exactly?
What everyone's trying to do, we're just trying to survive.
But why was he trying to kill me?
I don't know.
This feels deep enough.
Jim? Jim?